Welcome to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net. Short opinion pieces, humor, rants, and musings by best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net. Now, on with the show. Lately, I've been on a tear about what people online choose to believe, and what they choose not to believe. Usually, the two have nothing to do with the credibility of their source material, and everything to do with their already preconceived notions, their ingrained beliefs, and what their main peer group believes. If you already think that penguins don't really exist, but are some vast conspiracy by, say, right-wing communists who are trying to take over our zoos as the first step toward world domination, and trust me, some of the beliefs I encounter are less well thought out and logical than even that example, then if I find something somewhere online that shows how a penguin was photoshopped onto an ice block, I'll post it on Facebook as absolute proof that all others not like me are simply idiots who have drunk the Kool-Aid and don't deserve to voice an opinion. And if I then find someone has created an infographic with a picture of a penguin, a red circle with a line through it, and a quote supposedly written by Charles Darwin saying, "The one thing that would disprove all of this nonsense, of course, is if someone could produce a single example of a penguin. They simply don't exist, and if you think they do, you've been hoodwinked by the great conspiracy." Anyone can write a blog post that says anything. Anyone can create a graphic that will support that thought and can include on it a statement that they attribute to anyone at all. There is no law against this and no organization, board, committee, or court that will hold them accountable for their post. Not even I am held accountable, so I can say anything I want. There are sites I will trust, of course. If something is posted on, say, Forbes' site, I will have some trust in what it says. Why? Well, for one thing, they famously misidentified a prominent Irish politician as gay. When they discovered their error, they bent over backwards to correct the record and apologize. Anyone can get something wrong, but my trust level goes up when they cop to that, and even more when they do it in a way that is bigger than a tiny errata piece hidden away so no one will ever see it. However, even if it is something there that just doesn't seem right or too easily fits into what I know as my own preconceived notions, I'll check what other sites have said. I trust Snopes.com because they really do investigate the issues they cover, and they show their work, and they update articles when new information becomes available. I usually trust the Washington Post, not the New York Post, the New Yorker, unless it's a Borowitz article, that's comedy, not meant to be true, C-SPAN, and The Guardian. I will usually trust Fox News if it's about sports, People if it's about the entertainment industry, and TechCrunch if it's about, tech issues. If your source, however, is from any yellow journalism site, I will distrust it unless you show me some other source. What is a yellow journalism site? Some examples: Weekly World News, The National Enquirer, The Globe, among others. They thrive by making up news, skewing real events to seem like something else, manipulating images, etc. Yes, even they get stuff right sometimes, but if any of them print the penguin story, give me at least one more source. And if your only source is http://ihatepenguins.blogspot.com, I promise I will distrust it, and I will question your sanity. Of course, I personally do believe that penguins don't really exist, but are some vast conspiracy by right-wing communists who are trying to take over our zoos as the first step toward world domination. I have an image with a quote to prove it. Oh, and October having 5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays happens once or twice a decade, not once every 457 years. Look at a calendar, for goodness sake. You have been listening to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net with best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net.